I'm Stephen Clare, and this is Exit 97.7 WEXT.
Time, but I'm guilty of leaving the scene of a crime. Passed rye whiskey around in the van. Felt good to drive, but hell if I could stand. That's the kind of love we make these days, driving these streets in a purple haze. That's my crime, that's my crime. No sense of time, no sense of much. In such a hurry and so out of touch, that's my bridge, then I dug a moat. Now I'm stuck here on this island without a boat. Parasite of water makes me want to jump in. You think I'd take the time to learn how to swim? That's my crime, that's my crime. No sense of time, sense of much. In such a hurry and so out of touch, that's my crime. She kicked out my window, then complained of a chill. There's a lot I can take, but she's a pretty little. All the blinds, oh, we ain't wasting nearly enough time. That's my crime, that's my crime. No sense of time, no sense of much. That's my crime, that's my crime. No sense of time.
There you go. We're live at EXT with Stephen Clare on 97.7 EXT and a great song called My Crime from this brand new album, self-titled album. Stephen, thanks so much for dropping on by.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I dig that song. A little swampy, slow, dirty little number
slow,
there.
Slow, low, dark. Yeah.
I love it. Tell us about that.
Well, what I want to say is, like, I love playing this song with the band because we're a five-piece. And one of those five pieces is a baritone sax, which goes nice and low.
Yeah.
And it's fun for me to sing low. And this is the one song in the set that I pull out the baritone electric guitar for. So it's lots of lowness all happening at once.
Yeah, you're talking about your band, The Pushbacks.
Right.
And you've recorded, what, five albums solo? And this the first album with a backing band?
This is the first album where
it's an official band.
The band is, you know, fully embraced, you know, as you know, essential mechanism to get this out there. Because for me, I've never had a big band. And for me, a five-piece is a giant band. And it's so fun and liberating and so great to be able to have all those dimensions, you know, on stage. And plus, you know, four of us, you know, sing, so there's harmonies, and it, you know, it, we make a big sound. It's one thing to do that on in the studio and then like go out and tour as a solo guy, but it's a whole other thing to be able to like bring that out and do that live, and that's what we'll be doing when we come to Linda.
Yeah, Friday, May 18th.
Yeah.
Well, you're based out of Beacon, but you were an Albany resident at one time,
I was, yeah. I went to school, I went to SUNY Albany, and then stuck around for a number of years after that.
And then you moved around to Austin and San Francisco. You even moved to the south of France for some time?
Briefly, yeah, when I was in graduate school. And then ended up in Brooklyn for more than a decade. And then once my wife and I started to have a family, we headed for greener pastures, so moved up to the Hudson Valley.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah. But tell us about each of these cities. What drew you to each one of these cities, and then why did you eventually move on?
When you're young and the opportunity arises, you just go for it to a certain degree. But Austin, in particular, you know, the places I've lived is really, you know, in my heart. And I've gone back to Austin and back to Texas to play many, many, many times over the years. And I was just at South by Southwest in March. They call it the live music capital of the world for a reason. Yeah.
Now, tell us, when did you first fall in love with music? When did you know, boy, this is something?
Long before I could have like taken a lesson, I think. And I was just asked this question recently, and I remember my grandfather playing a Johnny Cash record, and that definitely had an impact at a very young age. Maybe it was the low voice, you know, or the low voice and the featured guitar. From very early, you know, elementary school age, I wanted to be a guitar player.
And when did you start playing guitar?
When I was about probably 11, 12. In school, in the public school, the orchestra teacher, director gave me private lessons somehow during the school day. I don't remember if I got to skip out on some class and take guitar lessons. And
well, your style, you have a great style. I love listening to this self-titled album of yours, Stephen Clare and the Pushbacks. It's been described as literary, you know this, storytelling songs like Chuck Prophet, who we love here on EXT, a range of feelings from Steve Forbitt to Alejandro Escovedo. You can't help but hear the Ray Davies vocal delivery. Great company to be in, I guess.
I think so, yeah.
What makes a great song for you, and what inspires you? A lot of your songs, I find, are observational.
True. Like Typing Tipsy, for example.
You can tell us about that in a moment.
Direct observation. So I've become a little, on this last record, it shows up in a couple of songs, I've become concerned about my own behavior and the behavior of my children and others, you know, our attachment to these little electronic windows that we hold in the palms of our hands that allow us to enter some other world that's not the world we're in at the moment. So Take It Downtown, another song on the record, kind of plays with this idea that sometimes you discover that you're friends with friends, quote unquote, with people on Facebook whom you don't really know why you're friends, or like you don't know how you know this person. So Take It Downtown kind of launches from there into this sort of like dialogue, whether it's internal or not, about like, what is this relationship? How do I know you? And, you know, how does it manifest? And what are the connections? And then Typing Tipsy is really direct, like it's a verbose song that really describes just watching someone at a concert, in a big concert hall, in a rock concert, who is pretty much typing on their phone for the entire duration of the show. That's really it, you know.
It must be distracting to you being on stage performing. You're trying to make this connection with the audience, they're there on their phone, making connections with their family, friends, whoever.
Right, yeah.
You can't like that.
No. I don't like it as a spectator either, you know, as an audience member, you know, at a show, you know.
So when you go see Stephen Clare and the Pushbacks on May 18th at the Linda,
you should take a couple of photos, post them to Instagram, and then put your phone away.
We're going to take a listen to this great song here, Typing Tipsy. It's from the album, Stephen Clare and the Pushbacks. Stephen's in our studio here. He's going to be performing it solo acoustic style. I love it when you strip away all this stuff here, and we hear right to the core this great song here. You can catch Stephen Clare and the Pushbacks at the Linda Friday, May 18th at 8 p.m. Tickets at thelinda.org. I think you described what this song is all about, so let's hear it.
All right, here we go.
She's typing tipsy, she's typing unanswered texts in the dark in the Beacon Theater. At a hold steady show, the band's taking it slow. It's a four-night stand, catch it if you can. She's got tickets to spare. She's dyed her hair. She's here all week, typing tipsy. Her thumbs, her thumbs, are they nimble, are they numb? She trips on a speech, she sways by a seat. She's somebody's girl, wishes you were here. But even if you were, she'd still be typing tipsy. It's kind of pretty, socially mediating, meditating on a screen. The band's a scream, the crowd sings along. They know every word to every song, but she's looking down, tapping tipsy. Drinking buddies went and sobered up. What's that say about me? I should probably go home and give this up, but she's got me on the edge of my seat. But I'm watching her typing tipsy. It's more suspenseful than watching this band. People clap your hands, she's typing tipsy. New follows, 18 new likes on the last three posts she made tonight. She's typing tipsy. Post to Instagram, takes another drink for that cramp in her hand.
Nutty 770 EXT, we're live at EXT with Stephen Clare, and you can see Stephen Clare in the pushbacks at the Linda Friday, May 18th, 8 p.m. Tickets at thelinda.org. Singer-songwriter from Beacon, New York, who has roots here in Albany. One time lived right here in the mid-80s, 90s, and you have some fond memories of being around here in Albany?
I do indeed. I cut my teeth playing in bands, you know, here. It's so funny, like when I think back now, there was, this is, I'm sure, a classic scenario, like 20-somethings, musicians, rockers, slackers, you know, playing in bands who are in the thick of it. You know, they're surrounded by other bands and places to play, and there's lots of music coming through, but yet all we did was complain about, you know, the scene. And I think back now, of course, in retrospect, at how, you know, how rich it was. And like, there were so many people playing music, so many kinds of music, venues, great touring bands coming through all the time. A great indie scene.
Talk to us about the Beacon Music Factory that you founded in 2010. I think it's so cool.
Yeah, thanks. So, okay, I moved to Beacon 10 years ago. And after a few years of putting on, I started presenting music when I moved to Beacon. Just, I knew lots of songwriters and bands, and I would bring them to Beacon and find places for them to play, whether it was parking lots or art galleries. There wasn't really a original live music venue, and now there are multiple in just a few short years. And in the process of doing that and kind of becoming known for that, really, in a small way in Beacon, I had met a lot of other musicians, all from various varied walks, you know, whether they were like conservatory trained or punk rock trained, you know. But many of the musicians I was meeting where I live now had a handful of students, you know, myself included. I've always had some guitar students no matter where I've been. And I thought, what if we put ourselves all under one roof, you know, and allowed that to become like a strength for us? So I started the Beacon Music Factory, a recreational music school for all ages if you will. And we started in a church basement, and it's grown like crazy, and we've had to move a couple of times, and now we have our own building and lots of students, and as many students over the age of 40 as we do students under the age of 15. You know, we have lots of adult students, which is really exciting, and more than a dozen instructors. And this is a good segue because, you know, I've always been playing music, and there was a time where I was out there touring a lot more and involved, I don't know, outside the borders of my own little community. And then I became a dad and sort of stopped touring, started this school, but now my kids are old enough and my business, the Beacon Music Factory, is old enough and stable enough that I'm able to be out doing it again. It's great that, you know, that it's come full circle.
That's great. That really is great. You can pick up the self-titled album from Stephen Clare and the Pushbacks. Visit him, track him online, stephenclare.com. He's going to be here at the Linda on Friday, May 18th with his five-piece band, 8 p.m. Tickets at thelinda.org. And you're going to play us a song called The Wild Goose. What can you tell us about this one?
The idea of the wild goose, you know, sort of chasing after things that maybe you don't need to be chasing after. This record was recorded in Texas after having the incredible opportunity to go on tour with Robert Earl Keen and open up a bunch of dates for him. And in the process of doing all those dates, I became friendly with the guys in Robert Earl Keen's band and ended up recording the next record, What Luck, with most of those guys as the band.
Wow. Well, thank you very much for dropping on by. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Stephen Clare. Check out Stephen Clare and the Pushbacks at the Linda, Friday, May 18th. Here's The Wild Goose.
It wasn't all that long ago, we get dressed up to go away, put on our Sunday best, just to sit there on a plane. Once we made our destination, we put our wrinkled suits away, so no one ever saw us splashing in the bay. You can walk all over town with books stacked on your head, but that just sounds to me like you'll get a pain in the neck. You can chase a wild goose, you can speak when spoken to, but that don't float my boat, I got better things to do. I think about my grandma, she'd get her hair done every week, then she'd put it up in curlers just to go to sleep. In the morning she'd make coffee long before the dawn. No one ever saw her with that hairnet on. You can walk all over town with books stacked on your head, that just sounds to me like you'll get a pain in the neck. You can chase a wild goose, you can speak when spoken to, but that don't float my boat, I got better things to do. Used to keep a fork and spoon in my rented room, now I got a sleeping bag, I park it underneath the moon. Paying rent just seemed excessive when I could be living free. I no longer got a landlord, just a hoot owl in a tree. You can walk all over town, a book stacked on your head, that don't feel me like you'll get a pain in the neck. You can chase the wild goose, you can speak when spoken to, but that don't float my boat. I got better things to do.
I'm Steve and Claire. This is listener-supported 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit97.7.org.